So, if people say, that why do you fast when God is appear, God is when there's some holy days are there? No, God will want us to celebrate, not torture ourselves by fasting. Yeah, so God certainly doesn't want us to torture ourselves. The point of fasting is not taking food. The point of fasting is of taking in Krishna more and more, absorbing ourselves in Krishna. So for great devotees, they are so absorbed in Krishna because of their devotion for Krishna that they feel food is a distraction. On this day, it's such a special day, Krishna is appearing. Sometimes we meet a friend after a long time, maybe 5 years, 10 years, and we are very close friends. Then we just want to celebrate, but how we celebrate? We're just talking with each other. Just want to keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. So like that, for a devotee, the day when Krishna appears, at that time, if the two friends are talking with each other and they say, "No, hey, come on, let's have some food later. I just want to talk right now." So like that, devotees want to absorb themselves in Krishna on this day. The point is not to torture oneself. The point is to remove all distractions from absorption in Krishna. And food is like a distraction. So we try to remove that. That's from the point of view of love for Krishna. Another perspective is that if we look even from social perspective, that if, say, on every Ekadashi, once a fortnight, people just avoided grains at that time, there would be so much surplus of grains that will result by that. And that can substantially help in countering the food shortage that is there. So from the social perspective, it's not that everybody has to fast in the sense that they cannot take any food. But just avoid the normal food and take something else on that day. And most people, they need the normal food, and grains are short many often. So it will create a tremendous amount of surplus which can be constructively used. So that's from the social perspective. From the individual perspective, nowadays more and more people are turning towards fasting because they feel fasting is good for health. In fact, there is a whole genre of treatment, and there is a whole specialized setup that is created. They're called fasting retreats. Now, people go on retreats and they fast. Some people who fast for 10 days, 12 days, and then many of the maladies, it's not just fasting, they have to do some procedure, some massage, and some therapy also. But many of the problems which are not curable by a conventional medicine, they feel that just by fasting, what happens is that the body has its own healing mechanism. But when continuously food is being taken in the body, then the body has to continuously deal with digesting that food, processing that food, and it doesn't have any time and energy left to focus on rebuilding or healing itself. But if the body has nothing to do in terms of no food is coming in, no food is going out, it doesn't have to process that food constantly. Then the body starts using its reserve energy for doing those basic bodily functions. That way, whatever fat is stored in the body, that also gets broken down. So obesity is also countered. But more importantly, because the body's energy is available, so it heals itself. So even from the spirit devotional perspective, it is not that we are torturing ourselves, but we want to just be absorbed in Krishna. That's why we fast. And from the social perspective, it can create a stock of grains which can be used to counter grain shortage. From a physical perspective, it can be seen as a means to promote health. So this way we can explain the rationale for fasting to people. Does it answer your question? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Sorry.